Alright, good morning, Bosse. So we begin Perek Gimel. The Be'er Chelke HaZihiro. So if you remember again, in Perek Beis, when Mesias Hashem began this discussion regarding Zihiros, so the way we've been discussing this particular Midah is this idea of paying attention to the way that one lives. We keep going back to the Mashal that the Mesias Hashem gave with the blind person who walks by the edge of the river. So just like we'd say that such an individual is utterly irresponsible, that he's not paying attention to the way that he's walking, so tries Mesias Hashem to go through life without any level of contemplation regarding the direction of one's existence is similarly considered to be irresponsible. So he writes the following, beginning of Perek Gimel. If one wants to be vigilant about oneself, shtayim heina hashkafos hatzrichos lo. He needs two outlooks. Number one, ha'achos sheyisbonin mahu hatov ha'amidi sheyivchar bo ha'adam. Number one, a person has to try to discern what is the ultimate good that a person should choose. V'hara ha'amidi sheyanos mimena. And what is that which is evil that one should flee from? This goes back to what the Mesias Hashem said already in Perek Aleph, which was this idea that all of life's activities fit into one of two categories. Those things that bring us closer to God, those things that distance us from God. So a person has to try to understand categorize all of life's activities in one of those two. Vashniya, so that's the first hashkafa. That's the first outlook. What's good? What's bad? Vashniya, and the second one is, ala ma'asim asher hu ose, liros im heim michlal hatov o michlal hara. And then the second part of this life outlook is to examine one's life activities and to try to figure out, are they good or are they bad? So this is quite a fascinating construct. So number one is a person has to have a global view. Good morning. This should be sheets. Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Yeah, I only Xeroxed one for today. I'll make more for tomorrow. So number one is this idea of a global vision in life. What is the ultimate good? What is that which is bad? What is it that one is working towards, and what is it that one is avoiding? That's on a global level. On a personal level, a person has to examine their own activities. What's good? What's not good? He goes on. V'zeh b'shas ma'isa, v'shelo b'shas ma'isa. And this examination of one's deeds is both when one is engaged in these deeds and when one is not engaged in the deeds. What does that mean? Bishnas maisa, at the time of action, shelo yase shum masa mibli sheyishkol oso bimozne zos hayidia. So number one, at the time of the action, a person should never do anything without first weighing it in this scale of understanding. Meaning, so before I do something, I have to ask myself, A, is this action good? And B, we measure that by, will it get me towards my ultimate good? If I have this life view of what is good, what is it that I should be working towards? What is MS? Will this particular action help me get there or not? V'shelo b'shas ma'isa, and also what is it? And I also have to contemplate my actions even not at the time of action. Sheya'ala lefanav zichron klal ma'asav. A person has to remember all of their actions. V'yishkol osam, has to weigh them. Kimokin b'mozne ha'mishkal hazeh. Liros ma'yeshbam mehara l'man yidcha osam. Uma min atov lahasmid ba'ulis chazek bo. So this is quite amazing. So now, then I have to, after I've acted, I have to review my life actions, and I have to try to figure out what have I done that was good, in which case then I should repeat and reinforce that activity, and what have I done that is negative, in which case I should avoid that activity. He goes on, v'imim tzaba hanara, and if it turns out that things that I've done are not good, as yisponin v'yachkar b'sichlo, then I have to contemplate ezet tachbula yase losra min harahahu. What should I do in order to avoid this negativity? Ule taimenu, and to purify myself from it. So I'll say this is really an absolutely amazing construct. So it's a two-tiered construct. Number one, what is the tov ha'amiti? on a global level. What is it that I'm working towards? What is this good that I'm working towards? And what is it that I should avoid? Once I understand what's good, what's not good, now that I have that spectrum, then I measure my actions against that. Then I go ahead and I need contemplation of my activities. Contemplation of my activities, again, according to the Sefer Shlomo, is two-tiered. Number one, at the time that I act, I have to ask myself, right as I'm about to do this, will this help get me towards the Tova Amiti or not? If it gets me to the Tova Amiti, do it. If it doesn't get me to the Tova Amiti, the ultimate good, don't do it. And then there has to be a contemplation of one's actions post-action. Post-action. Now when I'm looking back and reviewing, was this good, and therefore repeat, reinforce, or was it bad, in which case avoid and purify. He goes on, paragraph B's. V'davar zeh, hodi'unu chachameinu zichronam levracha. The rabbis taught us about this concept. Noach lo la'adam shalom nivra, yoser misha nivra. It's a fascinating Gemara, where the Gemara actually quotes, it's actually a machlokis b'shamay and b'shilel. B'shamay and b'shilel. Right? Is it good for man to have been created or not? So the Gemara discusses that they debated this for years. Quite an existential debate. They debated it for years, and the conclusion was, it would have been better for man to have never been created. It would have been better for man to have never been created. V'achshav shenivra, yifash fesh b'ma'asov, v'omri lo, yimashmish b'ma'asov. But now that he has been created, so then a person should yifash fesh b'ma'asov, or yimashmish b'ma'asov. Now, the way these words literally translate is yifash fesh means a person should search, right? Pishpush means like introspection to search. Yimashmish, mishmush, literally means to feel around. So what does this mean? See here, actually, take a look at the footnotes for just a moment. So Rashi, so he quotes over here in footnote number 15. He says, Yifashvesh ma'asav sha'asa kvar. So Yifashvesh refers to reviewing one's activities in the past, versus Yimashmish, we'll discuss what this means a little bit more in depth, Lashon Mishosh, to feel. So what does this mean practically? So look what he writes. V'tira, sh'shnei halashonos heim sh'tei azharos tovos umo ilos ma'od. So he writes, so Mesir Shalom writes that Yifashish and Yimashmish, these two lashonos refer to two very important ideas. Kihine ha'pishbush b'ma'asim hu. Pishbush refers to examining one's actions. Lachkor al klal ha'ma'asim u'lehisbonein bo. To look at the essence of one's actions and to contemplate them. Hanimtsa bahem ma'asim asher lo ye'asu, asher einam holchim api mitzos Hashem v'chukov, ki kol asher yimotze me'ele yiv'ari min ha'olam. So the Mitzvah Shalom writes, pishbush means examining one's deeds to try to figure out, are there things that I am doing that I should not be doing, and I'll stop them. Achamishmush hu chakira afilu b'ma'asim hatovim ba'atzmam. Lachkor v'liros hayesh pe'inyonam eze p'niya asher lo tova o eze chilek ra sheyitztarich lahasir levaros. He says something very interesting. Mishmush, on the other hand, is what? So pishbush refers to examining my actions for negative deeds in order that I could identify them and ultimately eradicate them. Mishmush, he explains, is examining even one's good deeds to try to figure out, even within the good that I'm doing, are there some changes or some refinement that is required in my good deeds in order to ultimately make them better. V'harizek kimashmish bebeged livchon hatov v'chazaku o chalosh uvaloi. And the word mashmish, the image that he gives, is like one who's purchasing a garment, and one who goes ahead, and I guess when you're purchasing the garment, you know, you pull on the fabric, you tug on the fabric to see, is it good or is it not? Right? Literally, is it weak or is it worn out? Ken yimashmish b'ma'asov livchon tchunosam b'tachlis havchona. So too, you should go ahead and feel around within one life activities to figure out their essence, to go ahead and see ultimately are they pure and good. So let's put this all together. So first of all, we're not going to do it inside, but in footnote number 14, he writes about this Gemara in general, about this notion of Noach lo la'adam shalom nivra. It's quite a fascinating idea that the conclusion was it would have been better for man to have not been created. Quite startling that that's the conclusion. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. But essentially what the Mitzvah Sharm says is the conclusion of Yefashvesh or Yemashmesh ultimately gives us a plan for life. That if we take this all together, what we have is the following. Number one, a person has to begin life by examining what's the Tov HaAmiti, what's the ultimate good, and therefore once I identify the Tov HaAmiti, I identify what I'm working towards, and I identify what I have to avoid. Now that I know that, I have to examine my actions. What are the actions that will get me to where I want to go, and what are the actions that should be avoided? But what's fascinating is that, and in examining one's actions, there are two parts to action examination. There's action examination at the time of the action. Should I do this? Should I not do it? And then there's, you know, like the post-game wrap-up. You know, then after I act, I have to review again what was good and I should reinforce it, what was bad and I should avoid it. And amazingly enough, he says these are the two stages in the Gemara, where the Gemara says we get into a lot of trouble now that we've been created. Now that we've been created, Yefashvesh, Yemashmesh. He says Yefashvesh refers to examining one's deeds to determine what I should avoid, versus Yemashmesh, which refers to examining one's good deeds, because sometimes even within the good that we do in life, there are some elements that still need to be refined, like a little bit of borer. You know, you have to take the och, you have to take the food and leave aside the psolas. So even when we do good things, the good still needs to be further refined. So we have to examine even the good deeds to figure out what should be reinforced, what should be removed. All right, boss, we'll stop over here for today.